check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Onthou van daardie groot hittegolf wat groot dele van die land tref. Pretoria môre 18:37, Johannesburg 15:34, Mbombela 17:33.
Dubbel ongelukstonele in Midrand op die N1 Suid. Die eerste een is op net na die Ellendale weg afrit, die verkeer is stadig daar, en sodra jy daar deur is, is daar nog 'n ongelukstoneel, ook op die N1 Suid naby Nieuwweg, verkeer stadig op pad soontoe, maar na die Nieuwweg afrit, is dit weer vryvloeiend.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. Coach Philip Snyman laments the Blitzbox lack of self-belief, and Stormers skipper joins Sasha on the doubtful list for Qabega.
Ons begin in Durban waar die polisie 'n reuse skeepsvrag kokaïne ter waarde van miljoene rand ontdek het in 'n pakhuis in South Coast weg, ons sisterstasie ECR. Se verslaggewer Lauren Hendricks is daar.
Several containers have been pulled out for processing in the warehouse's stocks. Inside are countless bags labeled as Brazilian beans, but instead of beans, eight large bags of cocaine were discovered inside one of the containers. Each bag weighed between 20 and 30 kilograms. We've been told that the drugs were transported to the Durban harbour from South America. The value of the drugs is estimated at 86.5 million rand. Lauren Hendricks, South Coast Road.
En dis nou Cliff Schuko, die gebeure in Stilfonteindop. Nog onwettige mynwerkers het vanoggend na die oppervlak gekom in Noordwes 17 uit die Margaret-skag, terwyl vier ander uit skag 10 gekom het. Een van hulle is in die hospitaal opgeneem.
More than 1,200 illegal miners have resurfaced since October. One of the miners is this 20-year-old Mozambican national who cannot be named. He says it is by God's grace that he managed to reach the surface.
I haven't worked on 700 something.
He estimates there are about 700 people who are still underground and claims that some have died due to hunger. Cliff Schuko, Jacaranda FM News.
En dis in die Johannesburg nooddiens bevestig dat 'n brand in 'n sinkhuis uitgebreek het in Bryanston. Dis op die hoek van Peter Place en Winnie Mandela Rylaan. Die woordvoerder, Kholile Kumalo, sê brandbestuiders is onmiddellik ontplooi.
On arrival, firefighters found shacks and recycled material ablaze. The firefighters are working hard to have the blaze contained. The residents of Johannesburg are advised to avoid the following streets: Peter Place, Winnie Mandela and 14th Street.
En die Automobielassosiasie waarsku motoriste dat brandstof hier en daar ietwat duurder gaan wees die feesseisoen. Data van die Sentrale Energiefonds is gebruik om die voorspelling te maak. Die woordvoerder vir die AA is Eleanor Mavimbela.
Apart from the margin adjustments, the mixed outlook for fuel prices can be attributed to fluctuations in the international product prices of unleaded fuel since mid-November. Additionally, the depreciation of the rand against the US dollar at the beginning of the month has added to the under-recovery of fuel prices.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, our top story this hour. In Durban, the police discovered cocaine valued at more than 80 million rand.
More music you love all day on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM on the station that sounds like you.